You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. The FDA granted full approval to Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine yesterday, making it the first shot to receive this designation. The full approval applies to people who are 16 and older, but teens between 12 and 15 will still be able to get vaccinated thanks to the existing emergency use authorization. Full approval is expected to make it easier for employers and others to mandate vaccination, and some say it may also make a difference for people who are still hesitant to get the shot. The FDA is also expected to fully approve Moderna's vaccine in the near future. Moving on, when the Biden administration announced COVID boosters for healthy, fully vaccinated Americans last week, it stoked an unusually strong reaction from researchers and policymakers. Some experts have said that the research the White House cited in its decision seems more dramatic than it really is, basing the case for boosters on preventing cases that would be considered mild, though federal authorities pointed out that immunity is likely to wane further. Others have pointed out ethical issues raised by offering Americans boosters when more than 5 billion people remain unvaccinated worldwide. According to critics, this move could change the world's view of the U.S. And the FDA warns people not to use livestock drug ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. On Saturday, the FDA announced that ivermectin, an antiparasitic used for livestock, should not be taken by those wishing to treat or prevent cases of COVID-19. The statement comes in response to an increase in incidence of ivermectin ingestion, particularly in Mississippi, where 2/3 of recent calls to the state's Poison Control Center were related to the drug. The Mississippi State Department of Health also issued a statement similar to the FDA's. Last year, a few studies motivated people to try using the drug to treat COVID-19, especially in Latin America.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.